I'm Sister Ann Becker, and I'm vertically challenged. I'd like to talk with you a little bit this morning about a special way for you to be servant to some of our special people in the parish. St. Matthew School has, over about 20 years, I understand, had a program called Rainbow Pals. And adults who choose to become a pal are invited to befriend one of the students at St. Matthew's School. I'm going to invite now the children who are going to be passing out slips to come forward to your aisle. What it would mean for those of you who are adults and qualify as these pals, it would mean that you would befriend a St. Matthew student in the fourth or fifth grade. We would, you would write a letter, you would pray for each other, and in the spring there's going to be a special mass just for rainbows and their pals, and a lunch that you can share together. It's a wonderful way to connect the generations. And I would just suggest, too, that all of you can be good models. And in particular, I want to invite the men, because they also are good mentors and good prayers and good friends. So the children are here. I would invite you now to raise your hand, those of you who are willing to do this, who want to do this, and the children will give you one of these blue slips. Okay? I think there are, yeah. I would invite you to fill out this form today, because it says at the bottom to get it to the parish office by Sunday, October 22nd. If you would do it now, I'll stay and collect them. Thank you for being so good to our children. And whether or not you sign up, I invite you to be a special prayer for all of these little folks. Thank you.
As you came into church, you noticed the display with the menu for our 120th anniversary dinner to take place on the 25th of November. Tickets are available today. They're also available at the parish center. You may stop at the table, the script table, and purchase tickets if you wish to do that today. It is not true that I modeled for that sign. One of the children said last night that it looked like me. And I told them that I do not look like Oliver Hardy. Next week, at the weekend masses, we will celebrate the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. We generally understand that the sacrament of the anointing of the sick affects people who have very serious kinds of physical illness. And that's very true. But the sacrament of the sick also is for young people, for children, because sometimes young people and children are seriously ill. So if you have a child in your family or among your acquaintances who is seriously ill, bring that child to church with you next weekend. The child can easily be a recipient of the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, in which prayer is raised for the health and the well-being of those who are ill. Very often we don't think of psychological illness as being the kind of illness for which a person might be anointed. And clearly men and women who struggle with addiction, who are in recovery, are appropriate for the sacrament of the anointing. Addictive behavior, alcohol or drugs, is a sickness unto death. And unless a person is moved into recovery, unless a person can maintain recovery, the person will die of that illness. They are certainly and obviously people for whom the sacrament of the anointing is meant, as well as persons who suffer from chronic depression. Sometimes we don't think of that as a debilitating and serious illness, and yet it is. So, next weekend, we'll celebrate the sacrament of the anointing of the sick at all the Masses. I invite you to invite family and friends and neighbors who are eligible to receive that sacrament and to bring them with you so that as a community, we can gather and we can pray for the health and well-being of all.